following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with the plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. And you know, there's not a whole lot of dramatic news this week, unfortunately, because I really thrive on that stuff. I did watch a helicopter rescue of them taking a lady. So this person was hiking, I guess, and she sprained her ankle. And she was having vertigo and dizziness and stuff, and so they airlifted her away. And if you thought she had vertigo before, it was nothing compared to what was about to happen. And this went viral. You might have seen it. This lady was 74 years old, I think, and she turned out fine. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking about it. But they, when they were taking her away in the helicopter, they had to airlift her away because the area is surrounded by mountains and stuff. It's hard to get to, so they're airlifting her out of there, and something goes wrong, and the stretcher that she's on, and it's crazy because it's like covered. She looks like it looks like a sarcophagus, right? But it's red and covered, and you can't even see her. Anyway, this thing starts spinning, right? And so they bring the helicopter, they start bringing it back down, and the spinning kind of slows down a little bit, so they lift it back up. The spinning starts up again, and then it goes crazy, and it just starts spinning out of control. This is a human being on this stretcher, and she's spinning like a caught yo-yo. Imagine like you're using a yo-yo, right? And then the yo-yo just gets caught and it just starts spinning out of control, and you're like, oh my god, how do I fix this? And then sometimes you get it just starts spinning out of control in the other direction. That's exactly what happened. And she was spinning so fast, she was competing with a helicopter blade, and all of this is on video. Anyway, it kind of sucks because it makes you question your humanity, right? Because you're seeing this. And I know that describing it right now, if you haven't seen it, sounds terrifying. And you're like, how could you ever think something like that could possibly be funny? But like I said, it turned out that she's okay. I mean, hell, she was spinning so fast, maybe it like cured her vertigo. I mean, you know, like how in sci-fi shows where... You know, someone's like, I don't know, like the computer is gaining power and your only chance to beat is to like overload it. I mean, maybe it made her better somehow. I don't know. But if you watch this, you're going to feel like a heel. And you know, sometimes that happens. I don't know why human beings have this reaction. My sister once was goofing around, and she was practicing. She was acting like she was, you know, doing karate or ballet or something. And she kicked up really high, and it took her off of her feet. And she fell, and she hurt herself, and she was crying. And I ran over to her, and, you know, I comforted her. But inside, I'm dying laughing, dude. Another one of my friends, he was kind of nuts. He learned how to rollerblade. And so he gets onto my other buddy's car, and he says, drive. And like all of my friends and I looked at each other and were like, this is not going to end up good, right? And the buddy in the car says, are you sure? And my friend on the rollerblade says, drive. By the way, he's got a cigarette in his mouth. I mean, he's just like, you know, too cool for school, right? So... my buddy in the car, who had somewhere to be and didn't have any time to argue, said, all right. And he starts driving. And as soon as he kicks it in a second gear, my friend on the rollerblades loses his grip. And if you saw how he was at one point standing, and if it was an animation, the very next frame he'd be sitting. There was no in-betweens. He was standing, and suddenly he was sitting. And all of us ran over to him, and his jeans were, like, torn up. You know, it was scraped and bleeding, but it wasn't too bad. But as much as we all were worried for the dude, and he was okay, he was fine. But, man, we were all laughing our asses off on the whole way there when we were running to him. It was the funniest things that I've ever seen. And this, you know, this rescue, and it's funny it's even called a rescue. It's funny that her original symptoms were vertigo. I didn't know that when I first saw the clip, but that made it even funnier. I picture her saying to somebody before the incident, they're like, what are you doing this weekend? I'm going to go on vacation. I'm going to take it easy, unwind a bit. I mean, it's just, it's a very humorous situation. I guess you could say the rescue went spinning out of control. But guys, go watch the clip on YouTube. And you're going to see a lot funnier jokes than I'm making here. What I don't understand is how they couldn't control it. I mean, they don't have any procedure to stop that from happening. They said that, well, when we lower it, usually it stops spinning and then we can just take off. It's funny also because at one point it looks like they just gave up. And I was like, just go. You know, when I'm watching this poor lady just spinning all over the place, I'm like, just get to the hospital. Because it can't be any worse than it is now, can it? If you can't stop it, you might as well just take her. Because I didn't know what her symptoms were. I didn't know what the problem was. And so I figured that, you know, it would just be, I figured that maybe her life was in danger or something. I was like, you just need to get there and then take care of all this other stuff that's happening. But they're just sitting there like she's a human weather vane, just moving round and around and around, blowing in the wind. Now, I don't know if the lady's name was released. I mean, if I was her, I would enjoy maybe the fame and some of the money that came from the interviews that you got. But, oh my goodness, you're going to be, they'll probably be doing jokes on that her whole life. I mean, you know. You, like, go in for a job interview or you try to sit down with your family for a dinner and everyone's, like, spinning into their chairs as they get there. Someone's in a swivel chair and they're, like, you know, pushing themselves around. They're like, hey, does this remind you of anything? Look familiar? Yeah, I can see that getting real old real fast. What else has been happening here? Trump made a deal with Mexico. I don't think they're paying for the wall yet. Yet, that might be the next phase. But he made a deal with them, and so now he doesn't have to enact these tariffs that Mexico has promised to help stem the flow of illegals coming into the country. We'll see if that happens or not. You know, a couple of good things have come about as a result of Trump being in office. The Democrats have figured out that taxing other countries at tariffs are bad. They have finally made the connection that when you put a tax or a tariff on a country, that it raises the price of goods. And because the price of the good is higher, then not only can the citizens of the country that the import is coming to not be able to get the price for as cheaply as they were able to before, not be able to get the good for a cheaper price as they were able to get before. But in addition to that, other companies will not have to keep their prices low. I don't understand, though, why the Democrats can't apply that to any tax situation. Why do they understand it only on the stuff that Trump wants to do? So when Trump wants to raise taxes or levy tariffs against countries, then they understand that dynamic. But when Trump wants to lower taxes here in this country, then suddenly they don't understand the dynamic. Then it goes out the window. They don't make the connection that if you tax companies that the people who are buying the goods end up paying that tax. Because you're not going to convince anybody except for some greedy Democrats and some jealous Democrats, you're not going to convince anybody that your work is worth 10 cents on the dollar. It's just not going to happen. So for the Bernie Sanders and his ilk who wants to tax corporations at 90% or rich people at 90%, they're just out of their minds. But that is, in fact, what they want to do. If another jackass comes on the television and tells me that they want these corporations to start paying their fair share, I'm going to scream. I don't care that an incredible, efficient company like Amazon that's now been getting me my packages the next day cheaply and at no additional charge for the delivery, other than my Prime membership, of course. But I order so many things, I'm ripping them off. I feel bad for them. I'm like, do you guys make any money? I don't see how. And yet, people are mad at them because they're paying zero sometimes in federal taxes. Like, I care that the federal government has less money to misspend. Good. Hey, if you've got less money to spend, why don't you spend less of it? And yet somehow they end up spending more, even with Trump in office. Now, do I like any company to have a monopoly? No, it scares me. I mean, I don't want them to squash other companies like Microsoft squashed other browsers the way that AT&T squashed other telecom companies, or the way that Monsanto squashes people who want to use competing products. I mean, you know, rumored, right? And I don't like Amazon buying up newspapers, you know, getting in bed with the CIA, putting out crazy pop propaganda and stuff. I mean, that stuff does worry me. But if you notice, the real worry comes from the way that they can influence government. I mean, without the government's protection from lawsuits and bailouts and all that stuff, these companies can't do anything other than give me good service. And if they fail in that, barring additional help from the government, they'll go out of business. I mean, look, you know, you figure out a way to build a better mousetrap, right? How long were people scared of department stores taking over, the five and dimes, shoving out the small business owners, right? And then everybody was afraid of the shopping malls, right, taking over and pushing out the five and dimes. And then people were afraid of the big box stores like Walmart and Target knocking out the malls. Oh, no one goes to the malls anymore. And now people are afraid of Amazon. I mean, look, if somebody figures out a way to build a better mousetrap, they should be rewarded. Pay their fair share. I mean, when these politicians are employing tens of thousands of people and getting my products cheaply to me as soon as possible, maybe I'll give them a listen. But until then, it's nothing but hot air and a cash grab to get more money for themselves. They're saying healthcare is a right. How do you figure? I mean, things that are rights are stuff like being able to walk around where you want to, or, you know, being able to say what you feel like saying. Not having somebody else come and work on you. I mean, I'd love to make dentists fix my teeth for free, but they're probably not going to want to do that. Isn't that going to impinge on their rights? I'd love to call my doctor up at 2 a.m. in the morning and say, hey, get down here. My stomach feels kind of funny. You know, I think I'm getting sick or something. But I don't think they're going to want to do that. I think that, and I mean, I can't speak for everyone here, but I think they're going to want to get paid. Oh, you went to school for how many years and studied for how many hours and did how much work? Well, listen, I'm sorry to hear that, but healthcare is a right. Now come down here and help me out. Now look, when you're sick, you know, I understand. or when somebody that you care about is sick, and there's a drug that can save their life, and that drug is beyond your reach, yeah, you're going to do or say anything to get a hold of it. But if 2 years ago, that drug didn't even exist, and a company poured in millions of dollars into research to make that drug come into being, they're going to want to see a return on that investment. And I do wish that the world worked where everything was, you know, rainbows and unicorns. But if somebody's going to go through the trouble of creating something, they should get something for that creation so that they and others are encouraged to create more. If somebody makes something and you take it away from them, I think it's a lot less likely that the next person is going to want to go into the creation business. You know, the Democrats keep saying if we make this free or we make that free, then it's going to be better. Things are going to get better. And then it's going to pay for itself. I mean, they've been saying that for as long as I've been alive. And it never happens. Things just keep getting worse. The level of education keeps going down. The price of education keeps going up. The quality of health care keeps going down. And the price of health care keeps going up. If it wasn't for technological advances to kind of throw a smokescreen up here, it would be very, very obvious that these liberal policies do not work. Robin Hood didn't just steal from the rich and give to the poor. He stole from an abusive government structure and gave to the poor. The Democrats can also see that tariffs are bad, but they can't see that raising the price of labor is bad. So raising the price of goods is bad, but raising the price of the most beneficial good is okay. So if you think of labor as a commodity, then isn't taxing that commodity bad? So when they set a minimum wage for $15 an hour, don't you think that hurts everybody? That means that somebody whose labor is worth less than $15 an hour is now thrown into a pool of other people who actually can compete at the $15 an hour level. I mean, if you're going to get $15 an hour for doing work, all right, let's look at fast food, okay? So, I mean, I've had plenty of great service at fast food chains. I know that sounds funny to say, but I really have. Some places, you go in there, they give you a burger, they get you the heck out, no fuss, no muss. It's astonishing when you really think about it, when it works well. But a lot of times you have an employee in there. Not only are they not paying attention, they give you the wrong change. I know they do that purposely a lot of times. They're thieves sometimes. They will pretend like a machine is down or broken because they don't feel like making the food that you've asked for. They're couldn't care less about you as a human being, or worse, maybe, couldn't care less to even pretend that they care about you as a human being. I mean, at least for the company that you represent, pretend as a representative of that company that you give a damn. And yet somehow, I keep getting people who are just not, I'm astonished that they have a job. But they probably have that job because people who could do it better have better jobs. But now, if you make it where that job pays $15 an hour, well, somebody might say, hey, I like people. I'm a people person. Working at a fast food restaurant would probably be a fun gig. They might not do it if it pays minimum wage. But if it's paying $15 an hour, the new minimum wage, they might do it then. And that means that somebody who is somewhat lackadaisical, maybe they don't talk so good, they don't look you in the eye, you know, they're not the best counters of money. Now, those people are going to be competing with others who look nice, are hardworking, will treat you like a human being, can do math. They're going to be in trouble. And then what's going to happen is they're going to go on the welfare rolls because they're not going to have a job. Not against people who with greater skills than they have at that price point. And what happens to the people who are making $15 an hour already? Now suddenly they're making minimum wage, which doesn't sound like a problem. But when somebody is making $15 an hour and somebody else who has a job that's less important is suddenly making the same amount, the person with a more important job is going to be unsatisfied making the same amount of money as someone whose job is possibly far less important than theirs and easier to do. They'll be like, hey, can I get a demotion here? I'm busting my hump. But, you know, people don't think ahead like that, right? They only think of, oh, let's get the greedy companies. Like Walmart and Amazon care about if you raise the prices of labor on them. They'll be able to handle it. They'll absorb it. They'll be fine. It's the small businesses that aren't going to be okay. And you eliminate competition for these bigger corporations. So the idea, which is to get at the big businesses, the big corporations, the rich, is going to backfire over and over again. Evil corporation. I mean, look. There are some people in the world who are good and some people who are bad. And some of them will own companies and some of them will have a lot of money. But some of them are poor and some of them don't have any money. And you have all of them in between, too. Jeff Bezos' wife, who he got divorced from, she's now saying she's basically going to give away all of this money. Billions of dollars she's giving away. Is she evil, too? I was on a forum once and somebody was angry because of the thought of a kid being born to parents who had money and saying that they can't stand the thought of that rich kid driving around in an expensive car. I mean, they were creating this in fiction in their head. They weren't even talking about a real person, but just the thought of it was driving them to such jealousy that this person was bragging or very excited on this forum about the idea of being able to tax people so much that the kid would not be rich as a result of whatever inheritance that kid got. I mean, that is really, really petty. I mean, when you're talking about like these zillionaires, you know, I guess they could coast on their parents' wealth for a long time. But if you don't have the smarts of how to invest that wealth, you're going to lose it. Look at all these lottery winners that make millions and millions and millions of dollars overnight, and then it's gone, and they're back in the same spot, or worse than where they started. If you took the rich people of the world and the poor people of the world, and you put them in separate camps, now I'm not saying who's a better person or not a better person. I'm talking about value to society. Who has provided more value to society? Who has saved more people's lives? Who have contributed more to the health and wealth and well-being of society? I have a pretty good guess which side is going to be the winner. And the side that you place your bet on is probably a pretty good indicator of whether you're a Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative. Just remember, the left doesn't like poor people. They just hate rich people. And I feel sometimes that the left's hatred of the rich is so great that they're willing to downgrade and destroy huge chunks of society just to live their dream of getting back at the rich while, if they can, becoming rich themselves. Man, you guys got